John chapter 5, verses 11 through 16. But he answered them, He who made me well, that one said to me, Take up your mat and walk. They asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Take up your mat and walk? But he who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, there being a crowd in that place. After these things, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, Behold, you have become well. Sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you. The man went away and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who made him well. And because of this, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath.
In chapter 5, verse 10 to 16, we see religion's opposition to life. The Jews then said to the one who was healed, It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to pick up your mat. Life's enlivening breaks religion's ritual. Religion is offended by life, and begins its opposition to life from this point. The Sabbath is for man, and should be a rest to man. Religion's law-keeping did not bring rest to the man sick for 38 years, but life's enlivening did it in 1 second. Yet the religious people care only for the ritual of Sabbath keeping. They had no concern for the sick man's rest. What a life we have. We do not need any religious things. As long as we have Jesus, all religious things mean nothing. As long as we have Jesus, we have life. Let religion with all its things go. They could not give us life, but Jesus does. Jesus enlivens us. Jesus gives us life. Life brings us joy. Life brings us rest. Life brings us light and everything we need. Praise the Lord. The real significance of this case is the difference between religion and Christ, which is the difference between the law-keeping of religion and the enlivening of Christ. Religion's law-keeping is good, but we are weak. Religion's law-keeping may be effective, but we cannot meet its requirement. There is no requirement with Christ, for when he comes to us, he speaks his living word so that we can hear his voice. If there is any requirement, it is simply to hear his living word. When we hear his voice, we pass from death into life. The contrast in this case is that religion requires, but Christ's word quickens.